With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden has opened NATO's 75th anniversary summit in Washington by announcing more weaponry for Ukraine. Five additional air defense systems to fend off Russian attacks. Mr. Biden is trying to fend off calls from Democrats for him to quit the race for the White House. At a rally in Florida, former President Trump taking note of the Democrat Party disunity.
Meanwhile, the radical left Democrat Party is divided in chaos and having a full-scale breakdown, all because they can't decide which of their candidates is more unfit to be president, sleepy, crooked Joe Biden or laughing Kamala.
The former president challenging Mr. Biden to an unmoderated debate this week, as well as a charity golf match. And Mr. Trump leads Vice President Harris by 6 points in a new Emerson poll. It pits the former president against likely rivals.
49% of respondents say they would vote for Trump compared to 43% for Harris if the two squared off in November. In that scenario, 8% remain undecided. In a hypothetical matchup with Joe Biden, Trump gets 46%, Biden 43%, with 11% undecided. Respondents also say they would select Trump over Democrats Bernie Sanders by 6 points, Hillary Clinton by 7, and California Governor Gavin Newsom by 8. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, flooding across parts of the Midwest as the remnants of Hurricane Beryl move northeast. Parts of the South and the West continue to swelter in the grip of an unrelenting heat wave. And that includes places where there's no air conditioning because Beryl knocked out power. A teen shot and wounded by deputy U.S. Marshals during what authorities say was an attempted carjacking outside the D.C. home of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 6 points. This is SRN News. A new look at church switching.
According to Lifeway Research, a lot of Americans leave the church they've been attending for another one at some point in their life, and the reason is actually pretty mundane. Lifeway's latest poll finds most switchers who change churches as adults did so because of a residential move, not driven by any issue with their former church. Those who are dissatisfied usually have a problem with the pastor. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Australian government has named a special envoy to confront a rise in anti-Semitism across the country since Hamas's attack on Israel last fall. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says a similar envoy will also soon be appointed to challenge Islamophobia. The Prime Minister's own Sydney office has been targeted with pro-Palestinian graffiti as rival activists clash over the Israel-Hamas war. A clash is going on in Australia's cities and on its university campuses. This is SRN News. An Arizona rancher will not be facing a murder retrial.
An Arizona judge says a rancher who is unsuccessfully tried in the fatal shooting of a Mexican man on his property will not be retried. Santa Cruz County Superior Court Judge Thomas Fink issued his ruling Tuesday, denying a request by prosecutors who had argued that the possibility of a new trial should be left open in case new witnesses emerge. Fink agreed with defense attorneys for George Allen Kelly, who said the case should be dismissed with prejudice. That means it cannot be revived. Kelly's trial ended in a mistrial April 22nd as jurors failed to agree on a verdict. Keith Peters reporting.
Drivers for ride-hailing companies in Massachusetts pushing ahead with what they describe as a first-of-its-kind ballot question could win them union rights if approved by voters. The drive comes despite Uber and Lyft drivers having just secured a landmark settlement last month, guaranteeing they'll earn a minimum pay standard of $32.50 an hour in Massachusetts. SRNNews.com.